Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, May 2nd, 2019. I'm Rich Strappolino. Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a bill Wednesday to create a sovereign internet in the country. As of November 1st, Russian ISPs are required to route traffic through nodes controlled by the communications and censorship regulator Roskomnadzor, and mandates the creation of Russia's own domain name system. The stated intention of the bill is to provide stability for the Russian internet in the event a foreign government tries to cut ties from the general internet. In that event, the government could run direct traffic through Russian exchange points only. The TASS news agency reports that ISPs complying with the bill will no longer have to block ban information, as this will be handled centrally by the regulator. FCC Chairman Ajit Pai announced revised broadband access data after an error was discovered in the initial broadband deployment data. Initially released in February, the FCC increased the number of Americans without access to 25 megabit down and 3 megabit up broadband speeds to 21.3 million as of the end of 2017, from the original figure of 19.4 million. This error was initially reported by the advocacy group Free Press, which saw that the new ISP Barrier Free erroneously reported that it went from serving no customers to 20% of the country within 6 months. The FCC also lowered figures for high-speed and rural broadband deployment. The figures are part of the FCC's broadband deployment report, which is currently being voted on by the FCC commissioners before a full release to the public. Politico reports that a possible settlement in discussion with Facebook's and the FTC would require appointing a federally approved privacy official and creating an independent privacy committee that could possibly include Facebook board members. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg would also reportedly be named designated compliance officer for privacy, making him personally accountable as part of the deal. The structural changes would be in addition to a fine which Facebook anticipates between $3 to $5 billion. Nikkei reports that, according to sources, server maker Supermicro notified suppliers to move production out of China to address customer concerns over potential espionage. The company also plans to expand its in-house manufacturing, breaking new ground on a Taiwanese factory on April 29th, with plans to expand into Silicon Valley as well. Digitimes analyst Betty Xu reports that less than 50% of Supermicro motherboards were made in China in 2018, compared to more than 90% the year before. The espionage concerns originated from an October 2018 piece in Bloomberg Businessweek that alleged some Supermicro motherboards had malicious chips implanted in attempts to hack customers like Amazon and Apple, which all three companies strenuously deny. In its Q2 earnings report, Qualcomm stated that it would receive between $4.5 and $4.7 billion in additional revenue in Q3 as part of the settlement with Apple over intellectual property licensing, below analyst expectations of $5.29 billion. Qualcomm further stated it expects the 6-year patent license and a chip supply agreement as part of the settlement to generate an additional $2 per share in earnings. Overall, Qualcomm reported it earned 55 cents per share on $4.88 billion in revenue, beating analyst expectations of $4.8 billion. Fitbit reported in Q1 the company lost an adjusted 15 cents per share on revenue of $272 million, beating analyst expectations of $260 million in revenue on adjusted loss of 22 cents per share. The company reported that smartwatch business grew 117% on the year, while its dedicated fitness trackers grew at 17%. Overall, devices sold increased 36% on the year. On the earnings call, CEO James Park stated future revenue growth for the company will include a plan to launch a premium service offering, integrating Fitbit data and other sources to diagnose health conditions, provide health insights, and coaching guidance. In its Q1 earnings, LG reported its mobile division generated 1.51 trillion Korean won, that's about the equivalent to $1.34 billion, down 30% on the year and the lowest revenue since Q1 2011. Overall, the division accounted for a 203.5 billion won loss, lower than Q4 2018, but up 43% on the year. Overall, LG reported a quarterly profit of 900.6 billion won, 80% of which came from its profitable home appliance division. Google said it will roll out a new feature in the coming weeks that will let its users choose to automatically delete location history and web and app activity as well. You'll be able to choose to have your data deleted every 3 months or every 18 months. Google revealed details about a new customer service AI named CallJoy. It's like Duplex, but for incoming calls. It can answer questions like business hours, text URLs for things that can be done online, and refer customers to human operators as well. You have to use a new phone number for it, and it can only be linked to a single location. Google will charge $39 a month per line. And finally, a study from scientists at Oxford estimates that Facebook, at its current growth rate, will have 4.9 billion dead members by the year 2100. In an odd bit of statistics, if Facebook stopped growing right now, which by all accounts it won't, that would mean more dead members than living ones by the year 2070. Right now, you can choose a legacy contact and accounts can be memorialized after you're gone. The Oxford scientists say Facebook should invite historians, archivists, archaeologists, and ethicists to participate in the process of curating the vast volumes of accumulated data that we leave behind. To quote the study, deceased may outnumber the living if current growth rates continue, raising questions about what happens to our data. Remember, for a discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember, you can find show notes there and links to all the headlines as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.